it, in my opinion, encourages the communities to slow down. We had testimony here earlier that they had a section of line wiped out. It cost $100 million or whatever it was, $100,000. I guess it was $100,000 to replace it. And the state bore that cost. What is the incentive for them to pick this up by themselves? I'm sorry, but I think it's a step in the wrong direction.
Representative Osterman, then Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm speaking in favor of moving it out of here. In evaluating whether to put this resolution in or not, knowing that it opens the door, was a determination that took a lot of debate. My main emphasis on this is that the state of Alaska, right now, because of the states of Alaska's inability to write a good contract in the first place, has placed the state of Alaska in very deep jeopardy of these four dams. We are hanging out with all the liability. We are hanging out with no income stream that handles the liability issue of these dams. The power sales agreement has what they call the self-help in it, which has been activated on at least one occasion that cut all streams of money coming to the state from the four dam pool to make repairs that the state of Alaska did not take into consideration when it signed away the four dam pools or the, you know, signed that power sales agreement. I think it's very, very important in the long term that we get out of this business, that we get out of the liability of it. Because of the power sales agreement, I feel that the most natural place for those dams to go, and that is to the utilities that have them. I think that the message has been placed out there a number of different times that if these utilities want to have them and own them, they need to get together and figure out a way of doing it. The recent transactions that have been taking place in reference to what Representative Williams talked about, Tyee and Swan Lake Intertie, that is very, very close to being funded right now through federal grants and the money they already have. They're like $8 million away from being able to do it. That makes a big difference. That opens up the possibilities of Ketchikan and Wrangell being willing now to step to the plate. In the past, they have not because it's uneconomical for them to do it. Now is the time if the utilities are going to do it or not. And also in my discussions with the utilities, I told them I would not introduce this unless they were willing to come to the table again and do this earnestly and forthright and make a good negotiation. I've been assured that if there is a problem with one of the utilities, that all four of them will get together, as I indicated before, like Four Dam Pool Inc., and then negotiate as a unity and then divest themselves at some point down the road to get the state of Alaska out of the liabilities of these four dams. So I think we should move it forward.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, there's some discussion here about the state's money, but at the same time, we've got to realize it's the people of the state of Alaska's money and the communities that we're talking about that getting services. It's just as much their money as the rest of you from other sections of the state. And if I was put in a position of having to settle for less on the dollar with our assets to fellow Alaskans or municipalities, I would do so to guarantee the necessary power and the commitment to maintenance and operation that I would with an outside firm. And that's always been my concern. But please, that money that we talk about the state, it belongs to everyone.
Thank you. Any other comments? Is the objection maintained?
Yes.
And objection is maintained. We'll have a roll call vote. Again, this is on the motion to move with individual recommendations.
Representative
Zero Fiscal Moore.
Representative Moses.
Yes.
Representative Williams.
Yes.
Representative Osterman.
Yes.
Representative Bundy.
No.
Representative Davies.
Yes.
Representative Davis.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes.
Representative Corrin.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
Representative Mulder.
Yes.
10-yay, 1-nay.
Okay, the bill will move. That concludes our calendar for today. We will not have a meeting this weekend, nor Monday morning, so the next meeting will be Monday afternoon.
We must not have very much to do, Mr. Chairman.
Pardon?
We must not have very much to do.
Well, there's a lot to do this weekend. Mr. Chairman, while you're off playing softball, there will be a lot to do. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
For the members' benefit, anticipate evening meetings next week, probably every evening next week, as we attempt to evaluate the merits of a long-range plan. So plan your week accordingly, but anticipate evening meetings all next week.
Lots of rest this weekend.
See, that's right.
I'm nice to you, he's mean to you.
And, good cop, bad cop.
Some of the members were not here when I discussed the Alcohol Beverage Control Board resumes that were handed out today. Please take a look at them. If you have questions and would like a hearing on the individuals, we can schedule that. If not, we will forward the resumes to the Rules Committee for consideration when we get to confirmation of appointments.
Thank you.